scripture reading tonight is from Matthew, chapter 18, verses 1 through 9. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child whom he put among them and said, "Truly I tell you, unless you become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were fastened around your neck and you were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of stumbling blocks. Occasions for stumbling are bound to come, but woe to the one by whom the stumbling block comes. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or lame than to have two hands or two feet and to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into the fires of hell."
Who is the greatest? Jesus' disciples want to understand this coming kingdom of heaven, the one that Jesus has been talking about ever since his first sermon, way back in Nazareth. So they go to him and they ask him a question that seems to them to make sense. So who's the most important person in the kingdom of heaven? Implied in this question is, how do we become more important? They're asking the wrong question. The fact that they want to learn about the kingdom of heaven by asking how they get ahead means they've missed the point. Jesus gives them the right answer anyway. He calls a little child over. What gender this child is doesn't matter. And he pulls the kid onto his lap. To truly understand what Jesus says here, you have to understand the position of this child in society. In the place and time when Jesus is speaking, the child is not the center of the family. This child is the least important person in the room. Until Jesus calls the kid over, Jesus is probably the only person in the room, other than the kid's parents, who even noticed the kid was there. It's important to note this is a young child, younger than the ones who come up for our children's sermons on Sunday. Unlike the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and Jesus' own disciples, this child does not start telling Jesus what his message should be. This child does not tell Jesus that Jesus doesn't understand how the world really works. This child does not rationalize what Jesus says to limit its application only to certain people. This child does not rationalize what Jesus says to prevent it from getting in the way of cheating their neighbor. The child accepts that Jesus is the authority, thank you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And this is the Word. If Jesus says that something is morally wrong, the child does not try to rationalize why Jesus is incorrect and why what the child did was just fine. The child accepts that Jesus is God and they are not. The child accepts that they should listen to Jesus to learn how the world really works. The child listens to Jesus and presumably tries to put what Jesus says into practice without trying to change what Jesus says to make it fit into another contradictory value system. That's the kind of child Jesus is talking about here. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. We have some pretty smart people in the room tonight and on Sunday morning. Teachers, nurses. We often have engineers, a professor, a pharmacist, an accountant, librarian, a couple pastors, a couple computer experts. But none of us is smarter than Jesus. None of us understands the way the world works better than Jesus does. So the wise thing would be for all of us to put aside how we're sure the world works, and especially how people out there tell us the world works. You know, the way of the world. And listen to what Jesus has to say about this kingdom of heaven that's drawing near. For the next 40 days of Lent, we'll be hearing Jesus tell stories about what the kingdom of heaven is like. Each of these stories will explain a truth about God's kingdom and about how the world we live in really works. Jesus came all the way down here so that whoever believed in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Let's listen to what he has to say. The first truth is that you came from dust, and to dust you will return. At the same time, you were created by God, and to God you will return. Amen.